Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Get 15% off a set of BrakeBest Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This shack, and we're enjoying some chocolate milk.
Chocolate milk.
You know, when I was used to, I'm Wilbur,
and I'm Daniel.
When I used to do coaching and stuff, there was these coaching things you had to go to get certified or whatever. Like recovery. You know, you do first aid and all that.
Yeah.
They always taught when I was there, like, the best recovery drink after a workout was chocolate milk. They preached it.
Isn't it?
Like, I don't know. I don't know if that's still a thing or not. I've been removed from, or like, not involved
coaching. I don't know about chocolate milk. That may be different. But I think it's still, milk is the best for rehydrating severely dehydrated people.
Hmm.
It's not great for, like, or I don't think you're supposed to drink it for, like, keeping hydrated.
Yeah, it's like a recovery is what they said.
So milk, when we got trained for people that had heat stroke in the field, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Cold milk.
Ah, sounds something, so good.
I think it's something with the lipids or something like that, help you absorb it faster.
Just sounds delicious.
And the electrolytes in it.
In milk?
There are. We talked about this.
Yeah, but there's not much, right?
Yeah, well, there is. It's just not Gatorade.
Right, yeah.
Gatorade tastes salty.
We need real milk, though.
It had milk in it at one point. Hey, what's today's topic?
Hell,
a lot better than Magnus.
It's like milk. It's like chocolate milk.
This is what these things are made of, is chocolate milk.
Yeah.
The new conspiracy.
We're going to do mud fossils, eh?
Mud fossils.
I have my
mud
thoughts.
Mud fossil hypothesis.
Oh, goodness. Are we going to bring up Mud Fossil University?
Yeah.
That guy?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I don't really know
him. No, it just made
personally.
Me laugh because that's my second thing we're going to talk about. It's just literally mud fossils. University.
That guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know how many people send us his videos a week?
Really?
Yeah.
I think we discussed this one episode at some point. A guy YouTube videos.
Yeah, it was the Godzilla one.
Yeah.
Because it was the one where he's like, this is a giant creature erupting from the ocean as it plays for 10, 15 minutes and nothing changes, but the sand's still falling. And it's an underwater waterfall.
Yeah, I think I remember that.
Yeah, so it's just sand, like,
falling.
Falling into a crevasse, essentially. So it looks like the spikes are coming up out of the sand.
Yeah.
But it's the cliff. It's an optical illusion.
Right, yeah.
But when you sit there and watch it for 10 or 15 minutes, and nothing changes.
Right,
and
then you see
the
truth.
Yeah. But when you see, like, 30 seconds of it, you're like, oh, a chunk of the ocean floor is standing up.
Rising from the depths. Godzilla.
Man, moonshine's good.
Oh, no.
I haven't eaten today.
That's not good. I had a slice of pizza, and that's it.
I didn't even eat that. We had bad steak for lunch.
Mm.
The smoker's got baked potatoes and ribs in it.
Oh. Ooh. Mm-hmm. That sounds good.
It is good. The mud fossil hypothesis is an observational explanation mostly proposed by Roger Spurr and some others for the apparent resemblance of living entities of some landforms, the Earth's continental crust, particularly the rock octopus of such lifelike appendages, which is its monoliths. The big one is the Old Man of the Mountain. A lot of them think is a former titan.
Yeah, I've seen these before.
That's a specific mountain.
Right, yeah.
It does look like a guy-ish. I mean, as much as, you know, mm-hmm. rocks can look like a guy.
Right, yeah.
But
pareidolia or whatever.
Well, yeah, and that's pareidolia. And we have an old man's cave here in Ohio and stuff like that. Like,
okay.
And old man's cave's really hard to see for new people.
Yeah, I have no idea. I haven't seen it. We've been there.
Yeah, I showed you the face.
The illusion?
Yeah. But it's hard to see the face because you're like, oh, there's a face right there. And you're like, where? And then you're like, oh, you got to stand here and you got to look at, and then you can see the face.
Stay on your head, you know, do a cartwheel, mm-hmm. look through one eye.
Punch yourself and drink some moonshine.
Yeah.
So this witch holds such resemblances due to the fact that they may have been giant living entities. Constantly evidence with that, or may not at all, such as mineral forms and composites of fossilized remains of life forms. In this case, this is a large octopus or mountain faces, and some of these life forms were enormous in size. Anybody that knows Daniel knows that he believes firmly in titanic life forms.
Yes.
And I don't know if we're just in this weird stage where there's only a couple of them left, as in the full-blown big ones.
Right, yeah.
And like they may be very much like long cicadas.
Where, big bugs?
Or no, like the life cycle.
Oh, okay.
Where the larva stay in the crust somewhere for millions of years at a time.
And then they emerge.
And then they emerge and, you know, and find cycles. A mate, and then, you know, eat and find a mate, and then they go back in. I think we have like three or four of them alive right now in the ocean, whatever those ones are.
We talked about things?
Yeah.
Like bloop light things?
Yeah. All right. What's your thoughts so far?
I actually just saw a video of a giant look like crocodile that was like a formation. I wish I had my phone right now. I could show
you. So there's the snake, the crocodile, and the turtle.
Mm-hmm.
They're all edited.
Oh, really?
Yeah, look up. I know exactly what one you're talking about.
Yeah, the big long one.
But it does look like a crocodile, but they edit it to really look like a crocodile.
Gotcha. They changed it. Because
the elephant ones are bad, too.
Yeah.
The elephant
rocks. So you got to watch out for that stuff.
Yeah, the three elephant rocks, which they do. I mean, without being edited, they do kind of look like Asian elephants.
Huh?
But they edit them to like look like you can see the lines in the trunk and in the rocks. And, you know.
Overdid it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, what if it was just ancient old world carvings they did, statues.
I mean,
like, we've done Mount Rushmore.
Like, I'm not saying there's not those.
Yeah.
But 99% of this list, I don't know.
Oh, I'm sure. Like, especially the big ones. I'm sure it's all just.
Well, I believe in monolithic structures.
Right. Yeah. Like, what was that big, Colossus, the Rhodes.
Rhodes
of the Colossus, whatever
the
it is.
The biggest man made thing ever.
Right. I mean, we've made some gigantic things before.
I think it only stood for 7 years.
I have no idea. I don't know the history of it.
Rhodes of Colossus.
It was just a wonder on like Age of Empires 2 or something.
Because I think because the foots, like it was just like all was left of it for a long time was like the foots, like the foot and knees.
Yeah.
Area. And it was still the biggest thing anybody like, sailing by had ever seen.
You should look up, I think it's called Sigiriya. I think it's Lion's Gate. It's in Sri Lanka. It's like this gigantic rock, like the side of a mountain, but one big rock that was carved out like a pathway kind of to get up it to the very top. And on the very top of it, they have like stuff all carved out, like fountains and places to, you know, like thrones, like a throne to sit on, like a whole bunch of stuff. But at the very base of the rock is these giant, like almost lion paws, but they got like claws, like dragon claws. You ever seen that before?
I think so.
Like, we built gigantic things.
Yeah.
That was human made.
I mean, in modern day, I mean, the Vietnamese and, you know, the Vietnam War, they had literally entire cities in hollowed out mountains.
Mountains, yeah.
The tunnel would be like a little rat hole to get into.
Right, yeah.
And you go in, it was a whole freaking tunnel. And you know, with their smokestacks, how they handled that? They literally made these smokestacks come out 4 or 5, 6 miles, and they had drop tunnels in them. So you couldn't throw grenades or smoke bombs in them. So if you threw something in the smoke tunnel, it would catch into a tunnel and go way far away.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, smart.
It was, I mean, yeah, you're going to live underground in that because the air was a big thing.
That's what we need, underground living.
So the only real resource to read on this theory.
Oh, gosh, is Mud Fossil University.
No, oh. To read.
Oh.
Not to watch some guy.
I thought
anyway,
he published.
I'm trying to be nice first.
Okay.
Because there's some interesting thoughts with this theory.
Yeah.
I'm not saying there isn't.
Right, absolutely.
But it's the same thing with the flat Earth. that the community that's now got a hold of it sucks.
For sure, that's everything. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's everything.
Like I could, like we could really talk about flat Earth in a serious manner and stuff like that,
right?
You know, because I have questions and you've heard me ask them, and
right,
no, quote unquote, flat Earth has ever been able to actually explain
certain things, right? Right,
which I get. It's whatever, but I mean, don't comment on here and say how much I hate the flat Earth. I hate the people, and you're making my point.
Yeah, yeah. I guess that's just as bad, ain't it?
Huh.
I don't know. The theory's a theory.
We don't know. I don't know. I have a thought. I think, personally, I think it's round in space. But I don't know that, right?
Right. Correct.
And you don't know it's flat. You think it's flat. You're laughing.
I know things.
Yeah, so the only reading, the only real reading.
A baby told me that knows things.
I know the baby.
I know you do.
I know the baby.
Visited me in a dream and told me it's flat. Yeah, like Guado.
Yes. She looked like a seal a minute ago.
Oh, gosh.
Anyways, the book is called Introduction to Mud, Fossils, and Geology.
Okay.
You can get this at academia.edu. It's by Roger Spurr, the guy that kind of coined the whole theory.
Okay.
Like I said, he wasn't the only one, but he's one of the really big, renowned names for it.
Yes. Okay.
All right. Some resources besides this. So Mud Fossil University is one.
Okay. Good resource.
It is a resource.
Mm-hmm.
Mudfossil.com.
Same guy.
Mud Fossil University YouTube.com.
Same guy.
Mud Fossil YouTube page.youtube.com.
Same guy.
Mud Fossil Research Group.
Is that the same guy?
For Facebook.
Is that still him?
And the Mud Fossil Research subreddit at subreddit.com.
Oh, that's not him, right?
They're all him except one.
The Reddit.
No, it's him.
Oh.
I think mudfossil.com is owned by Roger.
Oh, okay. Cool. Good.
It's just as funny to me that
they cited all these resources. No,
there's only one resource, really.
Right, yeah.
There's the guy that made the theory and kind of put one big book about it out there, which is, from everything I've seen about it, is at least an interesting read.
Yeah.
People enjoy it. Like, when we get into these kind of topics and really kind of, because it's you know, thought out. I don't think of all these are trees, but there's definitely some of these titanic rock structures that, it's odd how much they look like trees.
Ain't it?
But don't make me sing the song.
Please don't sing it.
Yeah. So, questions about that?
Well, I mean, about all the resources that they're citing are... Just one guy, basically.
Yeah, it's in modern day history. It's one guy, and right. I don't even know his name. I didn't bother to look it up because,
I mean, there's stuff. And just I think 2 or 3 years ago, I watched this guy's channel named Praveen Mohan. I've showed you his
there's
stuff.
Other stuff out there. I'm just saying, if you type in mud fossil,
yes, I
it's
know.
This guy.
Right, right. Well, I'm just kind of try to vouch maybe a little bit, but
for him,
or it's just some evidence of things that get lost underground.
Yeah, go ahead, sorry.
So they just found this temple digging under the sand in somewhere in, either Indonesia or India, somewhere. I'd have to find the video, but they didn't know it was there the whole time. And they were moving like the sand dune or something. And as they were digging it up, they found like the top of it, and then they started uncovering it, and then they realized, oh, there's a whole temple complex under here. So they dug it up. This is just the past couple years, and when they did... they realized it wasn't, they thought it was going to be super ancient or something, but it wasn't even that old. And just the river had shifted and it pushed all, you know, it got buried in like the 2 year period. It just got buried. And it, over like 100 years, it got forgotten about. So it just, like, stuff like that can get buried and forgotten about and happen. But then what happens to it after that? And that's probably where the mud fossil theory comes in, right?
Yeah, essentially. I'll read the whole thing about it here in a minute. But yeah, essentially, it's, not even fully that, because there's a couple different facets to the theory.
Okay.
The one that I'm really interested in is about the age of fossils.
Right, yeah.
Crypts of Corn did an awesome episode, their season finale, their last part of it.
They did, I'm sure. If you guys
never
heard of Crypts of the Corn podcast, you should probably go check those guys out.
Justin and Jay are awesome.
Oh, yeah, that's what they... I haven't met them yet. They do our show. Like produce it and whatnot, but I still have yet to meet him in person. So one day, maybe, you know what? Maybe I will at the Ohio Bigfoot Jamboree. I might just go. There thinking about going. October 5th, 2024.
Yes. Made me laugh. Sorry. sorry. Oh my gosh.
Just have a sip of moonshine, though. Mm-hmm. Clear it out.
I drank the whole thing of milk.
Yeah, I've seen that in one gulp.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
It is good.
No, so the more thing I'm interested in is, like, this can mess up the age of fossils or how quickly fossils, bones can turn to fossils.
Turn to fossils, yeah.
Do this, like, a mummification process.
Right, yeah.
Which, there's not been a lot of good experiments done on.
No.
I'm saying for the positive. Like, I'm really curious about, you know, some of these.
I am, too. I think there is something to it. There's
the
something here.
With these. It's really, really hard to test fossilization.
For sure.
Because even in this theory, I think it's still going to take thousands of years.
Right. Because you got fossilization, you've got petrification, you've got mineralization, you've got, what else? Mudification. That's, I made that one.
Well, that's the one I just said a second ago.
Right, yeah.
No, so that's what this is. So petrification's a very unique process that I don't think there's a good time scale for that either.
Yeah.
Anyways, at the close of the 18th century, of haze of fantasy and mysticism, tended the obscure true nature of Earth was being swept away. Careful studies by scientists showed that rocks had diverse origins. Some rock layers containing clearly identified fossil remains of fish and other aquatic life forms originally were probably formed in the oceans. Other layers consisting of sand grains, windbound clean by the pouring surf, observed formed beach deposits and made shorelines of ancient seas. Certain layers of rocks are formed from sandbars and gravel banks. Rock debris spread over the land by the streams. Some rocks were even once lava flows in beds of cinder and ash thrown up by ancient volcanoes. Others are portions of large masses of once molten rock that cooled very slowly beneath the Earth's surface. Other rocks still were transformed by heat and pressure during the heaving and buckling of the Earth's crust in periods of mountain buildings, and their original features were obliterated and formed into completely new materials. From the results of the study of the origins of various kinds of rocks, which is petroglyphy.
Huh?
It's like the study.
Okay.
I've never heard it before. I just thought it was a neat word. Petrology.
Okay.
Coupled with the studies of rock layers, which is stratophology.
Oh, gosh.
And the evolution of life, which is paleontology. Today's geologists reconstruct the sequence of events that shape Earth's surface. Their studies show, for example, that during a particular episode on land surface, there was raised in one parts and there were higher plateaus and mountain ranges. After the land uplift, that focused erosion attacks on the highlands and eroded the rock debris, which transported and redeposited into the lowlands.
Okay.
So nothing about time. But you can tell about, like, what kind of rocks end up where, how the terrain was at that time.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because we can look at mountains now.
Right, and see.
And see when, like, heavy rains and muds, you know, and how that looks after.
Right.
So we find that in the rock layers.
We understand.
We can extrapolate that, you know, that it was roughly a similar thing had happened.
Right. Makes sense.
Okay, just making sure. You know, big words versus...
Right, yeah. I think I'm following along fine.
Such reoccurring events, even mountain building and sea erodification, of which the rocks themselves were records, composite geological timescale, even though the actual dates of these events are unknown. By compromise, the history of mankind is similarly organized in these relatively units of time. We speak of human events occurring in BC or in AD, broad divisions of time. Shorter spans are measured by dynasties of ancient Egypt and the reigns of kings and queens in Europe.
Geologists
have done the same thing for geological times, dividing Earth history into eras or eons, which are broad spans based on general characteristics of life that existed during these times.
Right, yeah.
So no dates.
Nope.
Which I can agree with. Like, we had them when we were listening to that on Crimson Corn, where they talked about that was based off of, like, organisms that dominated the scene at that time.
Okay.
That's kind of what the eons were based off of.
Right, right.
Like, trilobites were one.
Right.
When trilobites were 80% of all life, bigger than your thumb.
Yeah.
Like, that's an era.
What do they call it, the Trilocene era?
I think you may be right.
Well, you know, that's why.
But yeah, no, so that's kind of what that's just saying. Is it, you look at life forms and kind of can decide the eras.
Okay.
But no dates.
When Pleistocenes ran the world.
Pleistocene. We just got out of the Pleistocene. Geologists have done the same thing. The periods are shorter spans based primarily on the evidence of major disturbances in the Earth's crust, you know, from meteor impacts, mass extinctions, to all this stuff, kind of, is what they're looking at. Normally, mass extinctions normally have enough impact on geology that it's pretty easy to see.
Yeah, those are noticeable.
The big ones, the mass extinctions, the six, the big six. Like, you can see that everything died.
Right. Well, yeah, there's just nothing.
The names of these divisions of geological time are fascinating mixtures of work that mark highlights and historical development of geologies in the past 200 years. Nearly every name signifies the appearance of new scientific concepts, a new rung ladder of geological knowledge. The major divisions with brief each. But basically, it's just saying that the mud fossil hypothesis and conventional geology goes hand in hand until it argues about the date.
Okay. Interesting.
That these things, now there's more, that's one part, that's okay. One facet of mud fossil hypothesis.
So like the everything kind of lines up with conventional geology or history.
Yeah. They're not arguing that like some of this stuff went extinct and came back or any of that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's more of how fast it happened is a big thing with time.
Okay.
But that these massive, so here's where it gets hard for me. Let's talk about the trees first.
The now, giant ones?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the one, what's the one?
Devil's Tower in Wyoming?
If it was a tree, I think we talked about this, it would be 7.5 miles high.
Well, what if trees just grew short and fat?
I'm not even...
short being relativity. Like a baobab.
700 feet tall already. Well, baobabs are pretty crazy, but baobabs are still 150 foot tall.
But right, but they're old world trees. Maybe just the old world, they grew... You weird, know, like the Deku tree in Zelda.
The baobabs are about extinct.
Yeah, I know.
Because of elephants. Sad.
We need to bring them back. We should start growing them here.
If they would grow, I would do that.
I think they might.
I don't think they would.
They look weird enough. They'd probably grow here.
The elephants are killing them all.
Why?
Because they're having a lot of droughts where these elephants are living. Oh, and the baobabs are full of water.
Water, yeah. So they're just busting them up.
They're just tearing them out, like cutting big holes in them.
Just give the elephants water, people.
It's hard because they drink a lot of water. A
big fire hose. From the ocean. Spray it out there.
Yes, because everything loves drinking ocean water.
Well, you know, it'll evaporate if you spray it out into the desert. Have to evaporate. Just big water hose, spray it in the desert. Well, why haven't they done this?
I don't know. I don't know.
They're not even trying.
They're not.
But they'll build like 30 million wind farms that don't do nothing. It'll be obsolete in 10 years. That don't work because no one knows how to fix them. Is come in, leave them there, and then leave.
Oh, I got another solar conspiracy. Anyways, back to mud fossils. So these giant trees. So let's say it is. That follows most conventional trees with the height versus the width and all that stuff.
Okay, okay, okay.
And I'm not even saying I don't believe that. It's hard for 7 miles high. I would be more with you that they could get, like, wide and long. Like, almost like a wall of trees.
Deep and wide.
Yeah.
Deep and wide.
As far as the weight of that organism.
Yeah.
I don't personally see a problem with that, as in the tallness is what it is, because they already have to bend so much and the roots to go into the earth to hold it
right up, yeah,
is a lot. The big one for me is, even with the mud fossil hypothesis, that these mud slides essentially are causing fossilization to happen much quicker rates.
Okay.
I don't think I could believe that a 1.5 mile wide stump fossilized in one go.
Well, you don't know the factors involved that cause it. Maybe it's a double, two things at play here.
Like?
Oh, so I think the mud fossil, it's not just mudslides. It's like the earthquakes, liquefaction.
I'm not disagreeing.
Yeah.
I'm not disagreeing.
So it could be liquefaction.
It's basically being surrounded by mud.
Yes.
Which speeds up the fossilization process.
Right. But what if extreme, like we talked about the plasma and the extreme heat event, like where everything rained lightning? What if that has some factor, you know, alchemical change to the things that are encased in mud? You know, when it gets baked at like 800 degrees, it might change the material. What if the most of the houses were made of like straw and, you know, bales of hay or whatever, you know, and then
bales of hay.
You know, like that material.
No,
you've seen hay houses.
I'm not. It made me laugh because I literally pictured us as kids, like, building forts out of hay bales.
Right, yeah, that's right. Where I got the idea.
Yeah, it just, I don't know. It just made me laugh.
They actually...
It wasn't... I know they used... Bats still, and straw houses and stuff still like do that. That's not what I was laughing at. I was laughing at...
But what if it was like... Yeah, that's where I was going at. Thatch and straw houses. What if those got, you know, liquefied faction, where they got encased in mud, turned to...
These stone houses everywhere.
And then they turned to stone after the heat from the lightning storm, the plasma storm. After it's encased in mud for so long, heat. And then everything cracks away, and then it's reinforced material. It's like concrete now. And you're left with what we find today. They're like, oh, it's all made of stone. What if it wasn't made of stone? If made of just...
That is another thing I've seen.
Bags
with some of this.
Polymer. Geopolymer. That's what it is.
Geopolymer.
Yeah. Like,
can you explain to me what geopolymer is?
Ancient, like concrete, like polymer mixes or stone mixes. Like, you know, primitive concrete.
Said that one.
It's ancient first.
Oh.
Different.
They are.
They are.
They are different.
Mm-hmm. Basal concrete.
This show is so dumb.
References only we get.
Oh, my gosh. No, I don't know. But anyways, one of my big things with, like, these supersized ones.
Yeah.
Is for, I mean, we look at big animals. Like, that we know about, like sauropods and like some of the big dinosaurs when they fossilized, like every sauropod's pretty much missing the head. You know why?
Because it got ate.
It was easy to carry off.
Oh, okay.
The rest of the body was hard to break apart. It was only the biggest carnivores on the planet could like carry a leg off when and the leg is.
It probably like Bigfoot and caveman were like showing off their trophy. You bring the head back, mount it on the wall.
I'm not even saying you're wrong.
Right. I'd seen T-Rex. It on the Flintstones. You know, when his crane broke down, he cut the head off and mounted it on the wall at home. Fred.
No, so, what was I saying?
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Now you may keep throwing me off. No, so with the supersized animals,
yeah,
the bigger they are, the more mud that it takes to cover them,
right,
to fossilize. Because nobody's arguing that that's what happens with normal fossils.
Right.
Pretty much they got to be covered in mud first.
Yeah, they got to be something.
Yeah, they got to be covered very quickly after death.
Mud, tar.
So before, like, because bones do decompose.
Right, yeah.
Tissue, soft tissues go pretty quick. Bones can, in a couple years, most of the little bones will be gone.
Right, oh, yeah.
And, you know, after that, most of the big bones, the second that something gets inside of them, they're done. You know, they start eating them.
That's life.
So for like what I'm, for a whole that whole giant tree to die and fall with like a pretty straight across the top. So
oh, okay, I see what you're saying.
And then to fossilize in one go.
Yeah.
Is a lot.
Have to take some pretty extreme conditions.
And now it's re-exposed.
Yeah. That's a weird thing, ain't it?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we dug up in a relatively short time all this stuff in Hocking Hills area. Mined that all out. Re-exposed it all.
Yeah, yeah.
It's relatively short. You get one civilization in there.
Sure. I'm more still hung up on the size of organism versus covered in mud to fossilize.
Gotcha.
Without rotting. Without rotting first. Because even if it's covered in this mud, right, there's still going to be eukaryotic bacteria inside of it that are actively breaking it down.
Here's a counterpoint. You ever see that show, was it called American Loggers on history? Remember that, and they had all the different crews that we went and checked on? Remember there was one crew that did it differently?
And they drug them out of the bottom of the lakes?
Yeah.
So do you know why?
Because I do know why they did, is for like they couldn't get any of them. Because they were already logged trees, so that's why they were allowed.
They don't last down there very long as far as that time. But there are trees. The further north you go, like they stop rotting. Because there's, first off, the no oxygen. So the only thing that can really survive down there is eukaryotic. And then the cold stops or slows down, you know, decomposition.
Yeah.
It never stops it. So the ones, I know our cabin in Michigan.
Yeah.
They pulled one out that's 215 years old.
That's awesome.
And it's waterlogged, don't get me wrong, but it's not rotten.
Right, yeah.
But you can see around, like, the edges, just a little bit of the black from where the bacteria were finally
starting to get in.
And it's, you know, 200 years, not 20 years.
Right, right. Oh,
and
yeah.
And if it was laying on the dirt, it would, you know, worms would be in a couple years, and then the fungus would start breaking it apart.
I bet if maybe the tree was just so massive, it was able to just stay long enough to see what's left is still fossilized. I don't know.
I don't know. It's just, I don't. Like it's petrified, very hard for me.
Oh, yeah. Like I mean, like the petrified trees in Arizona forest?
Yeah.
That's
And that's what happened with those.
Just, but
I believe that's...
But the size of...
One of them, one of the petrified forests all end up in the bottom of an ancient lake, like a deep, cold lake.
Oh, really?
So it gave them time to petrify before the bacteria could eat them.
That's pretty awesome.
And then if, the other one was, I think, volcanic ash.
You just answered it.
Huh.
It went to an ancient lake. The Great Flood.
What... The Great Flood was only there for 40 days.
But that was just that one.
That's a lot of water for a long time.
It's not. It's called the Great Flood.
From a guy that doesn't believe in sea levels rising.
Great Flood for a reason. Who, me?
Yeah.
No, they're rising, but like at the slowest rate. Not what the politicians all say. Oh, Florida's going to be flooded by year 2000. Everyone move. They're buying more and more real estate on the coast. You can check those satellites from like 80s to now. It hasn't changed. Yeah, it's not gonna unless there's something.
It has changed a bit. It's
not nothing physically noticeable. It's changed like 2 millimeters.
No, not to sea level. Okay, arguing different
things. The coastline.
A little bit. Because the sand, anyways, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
The estuary areas are almost gone.
It's all lies.
Because it's
like
the dirt is melting into the estuaries and filling them.
Right. We're probably, oh, I gotcha.
So, yes, no.
Erosion.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, yes, no kind of deal. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But, I mean, you can see a chart on realclimatescience.com, I believe. They show the sea level, or sea water level, sea level, whatever it's called. I don't know. For the past, like, 100 years. He's got it all charted out.
Good.
It's pretty neat.
Good.
And it is a steady rise, but like it's been a steady rise since like Lincoln's time. Like 1 millimeter a year.
The Industrial Revolution.
Yeah. No, I mean, even before that. Like, that's just as long as we have recordings.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do you trust Lincoln to measure anything?
No, I don't trust Lincoln with anything.
There you go.
Yeah, I don't trust any president, except maybe Teddy.
Teddy.
Maybe.
I trust Teddy.
Sure, he's got some skeletons.
I mean, he talked to you about the man he beat to death.
Well, that's not bad.
I know, but I mean, he didn't hide anything. He was out there, literally, he beat a man to death behind the stage.
Wait, that is, okay, never mind. I was thinking the boxing match.
No, that was the Secretary of War.
Right, yeah. We should bring that back, so bad.
No, it was the guy that shot at him, or hit him.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And the Secret Service tied him up back.
And Teddy almost beat him
to death. Yeah. They said he didn't, the Secret Service like, no, he didn't kill him.
Now
and Teddy's like, hey, he's dead.
Good.
Well, Secret Service definitely killed him. Anyways. No, so, I don't know. So the next one's like the giant octopus one. Have you seen pictures of that?
I don't think so.
It's like one of these, some people say it's a tree with like roots exposed.
Yeah.
It does look like a giant octopus.
Yeah.
And I do believe in colossal cephalopods.
But how would, octopus don't really fossilize at all.
Very rare.
Yeah.
I mean, every once in a while we get like, most time it's just beaks.
Yeah.
And squids, a lot of times will have teeth on the suckers. So we get a lot of those.
Okay.
So we got to guess a lot about their size and everything like that. Because you're like, we know a lot of their ancestors today. We look at the teeth on the tentacle versus, you know, how big that animal is.
And right.
Then you pull a tooth out of a hole that's 2 foot long.
You're right.
Like, was this one that just had a really big tooth or was it one that was really big?
It's hard telling.
You don't know.
Like, you speculate both ways pretty much.
Yeah. So, and again, for a all soft bodied animal to eventually, I guess, lay on the dirt. And to be fossilized, even by the mud fossils.
Is it in like a certain pose too? Or
yeah, it's like a big octopus on the ground.
Yeah, okay.
I believe more that it was carved, you know,
I can believe
20,000 years ago or whatever, and it's been eroded by the weather.
I can believe that.
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a real octopus.
If it was a giant carving and it sunk into the world.
It's massive. I mean, it's not sunk into anything. It's on a rock ridge. Like it's not
sinking. Not underwater?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's like the trees.
Gotcha, okay.
I assumed. I don't know. What do you think about all the giants?
What do you mean?
There's tons and tons and tons of these I've seen on the Mud Fossil University stuff.
Oh, like the Olmec heads and stuff?
Like, those I don't believe are people. But like these mountains, a lot of these mountains do kind of look like people laying down or...
Oh, yeah. Some of them are weird. Here's a good one. There's a cave in Sardinia, and they call it something like with the females...
Let me look it up. Cave in Sardinia?
Yeah, but it's like the female...
Like sardine?
Yes, S-A-R-D-I-N-I-A. Sardinia. It's just off the coast of Italy in the Mediterranean.
Cave giant?
Cave. It's like a female cave. Type in female cave. So...
All right, there goes my search history.
No, they used it. I seen it in a documentary. This woman takes women into there... And they'll like kind of meditate, but it's only women. Is it
because of what it looks like?
Yes, but it looks like that inside and out. Like
no, it does. I'm seeing pictures.
Even the cave on the inside, like represents. It's like resembles the exact like
female reproductive organs.
Yeah.
No, it does.
And so is that like an ancient? So that's what they said. It was an ancient giant
vagina.
Basically, yes. That they're using the cave. There's a lot of weird stuff.
Oh, it has a species of salamander in it.
There you go. What's that called? I'm interested to know that name.
I'm pulling it up.
It's only found there?
No, but okay. Herpers of Europe.
Gotcha.
That cave's mentioned in one of the blogs.
Oh, okay.
About finding certain stuff there.
But yeah, that one's an interesting one. So like, and that's not the only one. There's others around the world that look like caves in particular almost resemble like
genus cave salamanders.
Nice.
It's one of four caves they live in.
Oh, that's pretty awesome. Sardinia is on my bucket list as one of those. If I could ever like go around the world, that's one of the islands I would want to go to.
There's a lot of cool salamanders on it for being a coastal island.
Wait, it's on the Mediterranean.
Yeah, there's six salamanders that are only found on that island.
Wow. It's a really interesting island. There's a lot of cool stuff there.
And a giant vagina.
A lot of giant stuff, like a lot of giant related things.
Like?
Just giants in general, like the caves, like fossils, tools.
You've seen the one in Scandinavia, the giant guy like looks like he had something hit in the back of the head, like he was knocked down.
Like laying down?
Yeah.
Face down?
Yeah.
I think
like
so.
Like a murder victim.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. That's one I've seen mentioned a lot. So when you start looking at like...
There's some from over the head too, from like space you can see. It looks like I'm laying down.
Now, here's my thing with the people ones.
Uh-huh.
I don't think they're mud fossils.
Right, okay.
What I could... Because we were talking about trolls. A lot of the old troll lore talks about them turning to stone when they were killed or during the daylight.
Yeah.
I think the daylight was more of a like day will always win over night kind of deal.
Yeah.
I think it was more that they may be... remnants of Nephilim, and that when you kill them or they get killed by something else, they turn to stone.
I could see
their bodies. That's the new Noah movie, like the new ish Noah movie had the fallen angels.
Okay.
There was two sets of fallen angels. The Nephilim were the ones that stayed on earth that didn't go to hell.
Okay.
So there was ones that went to hell and there's ones that went back into heaven. And there was the group that stayed here on earth. So at the start, those, as far as my understanding, weren't really good, but they weren't really bad.
Okay.
The ones that followed Morningstar, Lucifer, down to hell were generally bad for humanity.
Gotcha.
These guys weren't great either.
Yeah.
They just, you know, didn't want to go to hell.
Yeah.
Which hell for them wouldn't be bad. It's just what it is. So I kind of wonder, anyways, this new movie showed the ones that were left on earth and they were trying to work their way back to God and stuff like that. And they had stone exteriors. You could still see the angelic being inside.
Hmm.
But they couldn't, every time they touched anything on earth, it melded to them.
Hmm.
They were giving off basically like radiation or heat or something, something different than that, but
right.
Essentially that. I don't know, it's just a weird, one of these weird things you look at in movies and you're like,
soft disclosure.
That, or it's just one of these thoughts that.
Soft disclosure.
So
we need a button for that.
I mean, we should have one.
Yeah.
So I wonder if they were already stone, these giant Nephilim offspring.
Oh, when they were alive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. They don't talk about that much.
Well, they talked about their iron skin.
Oh, there you go.
They talk about a lot of that stuff. They talk about literally stone giants in North American legends.
Yeah, that is.
Mountain giants.
Stone, yeah.
Stone skin giants.
Right, yeah.
They were talking about them living in the mountains. And I'm a big believer that the mound building culture, which we do not know anything really about, not the people that were last used the mounds.
Right, right, right.
The mound builders.
The ones who erected the buildings. The
actual massive mounds. Yeah. I am a big believer that they were giants.
I am too, but what you're saying, they could manipulate the stone around the material around them. Why?
That was
why it's so easy.
Well, in that movie, it wasn't on purpose. It was a pain. It
right. hurt. Well, I mean, it's not always, they don't always tell you the truth straight.
No, I'm just saying, I more think that it just, that was their physical form.
What if some of these big, giant, I don't know, erected structures, megaliths, what if they turn themselves to stone, like you said, it hurt, but they did it themselves to create some of these structures, so then humans could benefit by worshiping God within them, and that's why that way they basically give themselves to be a vessel.
If you're going that way, I would say that it was to lure humans away from God.
Oh, okay, you're probably right. Yeah, actually, most of those places seem like that.
Yeah.
So what if it's that?
Sure, I don't know. But that could be why some of these giants, like some of these places really do look like giants. Some of the ancient troll lore and the giant lore.
More like that cave.
What was that? Was it? No, I don't know if it was South America. One of these places that had giants said they would just walk off the bottom of the ocean. Like they never had boats.
Okay.
Like they would literally just walk across the ocean floor and they would walk up onto the beach one day because they were so heavy.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Makes me kind of think of the, like rocks.
Like the iron boots from Zelda.
Sure.
Just walk on the bottom. It's easy. Or like Weekend at Bernie's. He walked on the bottom too, I think. I don't know. I think he did.
And when they threw him in or what?
His second movie. I know. I think there was buried treasure. And when they played the music. We've talked about this on the show, I think, actually. I don't know. But that cave in Sardinia is pretty interesting, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know if it was carved or it just looks like it was already there. Like, you know what I mean? But there's other ones too. I've seen one where it looked like a heart valve, like walking through the valves of a heart.
I've seen that. That was on Mud Fossil University.
One of them, it's just like almost like a throat, like a mouth and throat looking cave they're walking through. Some of them, just the rocks themselves looks like petrified muscle tissue.
Yeah, but how much of that is just, and I'm not saying either way, really, in my personal my personal belief, how much of that is pareidolia? How much of that is just because there's so much rock, like you're going to get stuff?
Yeah, it very well could be, but I mean, like you said, not to discredit it, but it could go either way. Like I could see it being, it just looks like that, so you think it's that. But then on the other hand, holy crap, it really just could be that. Sometimes it's not as so deceiving as you think. It looks like a giant. It was a giant. Huh.
Nothing. Just, I was trying to pull up the Mud Fossil page to read directly off it.
But?
They're both taken down.
Maybe they were right. No, I just have... I think I've seen some of his videos and some of the stuff he says or describes as being...
I literally... It's so weird. The heart valve one is the first one that came up on his Instagram.
Really?
I'm watching The Rock right now. Like, that one I don't believe right now.
Okay.
Him showing it. It's just veins in a rock, and he found a rock that happened to look like... How many rocks you find look like Ohio?
Right, yeah, yeah.
Ohio's a weird shape.
Like, it's just the rock, or it's a cave?
No, it's a rock.
Okay.
Maybe that's, it's the fossilized valves.
Maybe it's not. I don't know if I've seen that one.
Oh, the moon's a giant eye.
The moon?
Yeah.
Well, no, come on.
I'm just going through.
I don't like, yeah, like stuff like that I don't believe. But I do think a lot of buildings, especially like there's this guy I talked to him before from the Wise Up channel. I don't even know if his page is still on YouTube, but it was called Wise Up. And he would break down a lot of things he found, like evidence he's found, research he's done. He found it would look like a lot of structures like old boats that were turned over, you know, and then turned to stone or something, or turned to whatever material, some kind of rock material. A lot of boats, a lot of just thatch structures and houses that look like it just looks like that. But the rocks look, but the rocks now, but they look like thatch mud material.
So his giant hair or tree or sediment one that he's always talking about.
Okay.
It's really like a, if it was a hair, it's like 8 inches across.
Jeez.
And it does look like a, it does kind of look like a hair, the way like the scales on a hair interlock and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
It's fossils, coral, but it's whatever. I have, that's the ones I have chunks of upstairs. But he found one that's like 4 foot long.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just, there's a lot of stuff out there.
And ooh.
I think there's something to it, the mud fossils or.
Like what?
Just,
I can't even find a good definition. What I read is the best definition I can find.
I don't even know the definition. I'm just going by what I think it means.
Like, you want me to read what the USGS has about it?
Huh.
I just read it, I think, a minute ago.
What's USGS? Geological?
Yeah, it's a government site.
Oh, okay. United States government site.
Well, it's, what is it? United States Geological Surveys.
Okay.
That's literally what I read to you, is their little thing on mud fossils.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just...
And that was nice.
Yeah.
That was them being pretty fair.
I think objects do...
Now, the object thing is kind of weird.
Object thing?
Like, objects calcify really fast and stuff
like
that?
Yeah, I think that, but I also think, you know, structures can. You know, houses, wood. Wood itself, if it gets like a wood house, depending on how it's framed up and stuff, gets buried. You know, and if there is a heat factor, let's say there was, remember the liquefaction thing, and then I said if, you know, got the plasma storm, you know, where everything rained fire for however many, remember that?
Yes.
What if that did happen, and you're saying, you know, you talked about the wood, if wood was buried, and what did you say that would eat at it, that bacteria? Would eat at wood if wood was buried?
Yeah.
Well, let's say that plasma thing did happen while it was buried, that would murder every form of bacteria or thing of life. You know, within that layer.
I don't know. Tardigrades.
Maybe not, but tardigrades might not break it down. But let's just say it did.
Tardigrade just being there.
It gave everything like time to just slowly rot and get replaced, mineralized, fossilized, mud fossilized, you know, what is the one I'm missing? Petrified, all that stuff. I don't know.
I'm not arguing that it can't happen.
Yeah.
I'm arguing about the size of the thing.
Yeah, I guess
it's very hard for me to believe something a mile and a half wide.
Yeah, that'd be rough. Like unless it happened like
completely
that.
Completely covered.
Yeah.
And then to be you're saying sterilized during that process.
Could happen. Like I said, it could happen but
the
condition had to be extreme.
So there's a reason nobody takes any of this seriously.
Why?
Well, just cuz I'm looking at like some of these stuff like the first one's new atomic model replaces Boyer's model. Like, okay, yeah, I'd like to see that. Like, that's a neat little research paper. I don't know if it's good or bad and different, but that's a cool title. Like, just from the title, I'm interested.
Right.
The next one is Giants Discovered and DNA is Human.
Okay.
And the guy I'm watching the little video, he 100%, it's his DNA he found.
Oh, okay.
He's not wearing any gloves as he's touching the sample, collecting the DNA.
Yeah.
And he's getting human DNA from this rock sample. Even if it is a giant tissue sample at one point, it's a rock now.
There's no DNA in that rock. There's no DNA.
And then the third one is, can probiotics help with COVID-19?
So, yeah, there may be a lot of, I don't know.
It's just funny to me that it's like.
I think there's something.
I'm like, oh, yeah?
I think there's something there, but I think there's a lot of things that are leading you down the wrong
path. Blue holes are the digestive system of the earth.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe.
The cola deep borehole, the truth about the forgotten screams of Mother Earth.
I remember, I've heard about that.
Mud fossilization of soft tissue. Giants and myth, history, and religion. See, like, some of these, I'm like, I'd love to read this. Like, that seems like a cool article.
Yeah.
And then you get others, you're like,
Well, maybe they just don't, they post everything. Who knows?
That could be.
It's just whatever comes to them, it's content, all right?
The electron flood theory. I've never heard of this. It's five parts.
Is that what I was just describing?
I'm going to guess something similar.
See?
And then immediately after that, electron flood theory completely replaced by neutron flood theory.
Neutron. Neutron? Jimmy?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I'm telling you.
Jesus Christ's chemistry.
All right, enough of those. We don't need any more of those. I do think there's something to it. I don't know. I think there is. I think...
I'm with you. This is one I really want.
Yeah.
Like, this is... I think Daniel's pulling a Wilbur, where I'm going to ignore all the facts.
Well, don't ignore the facts. Ignore like the weird stuff. Don't ignore the actual facts. The things that are found, that are discovered, that do look weird. That mainly megaliths and ancient structures. I think a lot of them may not have been stone cut and carved and like placed.
This plasma melting thing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. That would be interesting to kind of. I would love experiment. To see somebody do it.
Yeah.
Because we have the one lightning room. In the U.S.,
yeah,
that they, so I,
they should take a structure. Cover.
Do I sound weird to you?
Not to me.
Okay.
Do you? I sound weird to you?
No.
Good.
Just my voice back to me sounds weird, but it may be me.
Is the gutting in the mic bone?
No. So, I mean, I want to believe there's something to this, but I already don't believe in a dimensional time scale, so I don't right. need this
to help.
To help, like it doesn't matter because I think fossilization happens. Much quicker than people realize.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, and it's not, I don't think it's just fossilization. It's the other stuff too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, petrification.
Whatever it is.
When I say fossilization, I'm using it as a blanket
okay,
term.
Okay, for all that stuff. Yeah.
For preserving of life.
Gotcha. Okay.
Modern day.
Life and, well, I guess all organic matter. But yeah, like, I think if they could cut something down, build it out of a tree, out of a wood, and it gets buried and whatever that crazy process happened. There's a lot of weird structures that are stone that I don't think were built from stone. I think they were built from more reasonable materials, but then they were turned to stone over extended periods of time.
And what's the bacteria that does that?
What if there was? Yeah, now it's all gone. What if Dr. Fauci created a...
It may still be out there on the bottom of the ocean. It's just working its way to a new continent.
Like that big thing that moved in the ocean? That's the swarm of them?
Well, Africa's gone next.
Maybe we killed them all with the nuclear bombs in Japan and just vaporized all of them.
Watch the rig. It never works.
Nuclear bombs?
No, trying to kill the big thing at the bottom of the ocean.
Oh, gotcha, yeah.
They drilled, well, for everybody, spoiler alert. It's 2.5 years old, but the new season's coming, like, next year. The oil company, this thing was eating all the oil.
Right.
And turning it back to good.
Yeah.
Like, to life. And it's fungus. Oh, that's the kicker. It's a massive fungal organism.
Right.
And it tried to communicate with people first and be friendly. And then they drilled into it, and it forgave them for that.
Yeah.
And then they pumped it full of poison.
Damn, yeah.
And then it picked up the rig and basically chucked it.
Yeah.
And it's ripping. It makes zombie. It has a zombie virus it made, and now it's like ripping the continent apart.
Yeah, don't poison a...
Something the size of a continental shelf...
Yeah.
That tried to be nice first.
Probably shouldn't poison it.
Let it eat the oil.
Right, yeah.
Have it.
Well, you know, Marathon needs their...
That's what it pretty much... They didn't say Marathon or one of those companies.
BP.
But you knew it was like... Because it was like the head guy like... Just keep drilling. I don't care if you hear screaming.
Right. Right. I have... never mind. I don't want to be awful, but... Well, I'll just do it. Yeah. Keep drilling. I have a wife at home that I don't need to pay any attention to because I have 8 prostitutes on the road already waiting for me. Keep drilling. I got to pay for them.
If we hit 10 more feet down this day, I get a $10,000 bonus check.
Right. Hurry up. My child didn't see me in 10 years, and I don't intend on changing that.
I don't intend on changing that.
I have nannies that watch him and raise him and do everything.
He's 24 now. Oh, wait. 34.
I need more money so I can wave it under my nose at poor people. I don't know. It's just something like a rich billionaire would do.
Like the
like he's sniffing it. Like his bags of money. I just need more money.
More.
More money.
More.
That's my impression of
more.
Missing my Jeff Bezos or Bill Gates or Elon Musk. More money. Give me more. I need it. I can't live without more money. What are you doing? You're not giving me enough money yet. I need it. More. I need more money. My name's Bill Gates, and I need your money. Keep giving me money. That's all I need. I don't care about life. I don't care about people. I need
here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.